So let me see, can I finish Matthew 6:33, not amplified. But the first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing and being what?
Right.
The attitude and character of God. That's what you want. You want his attitude, you want his character. Attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you also. Hallelujah. 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 See, when you seek the kingdom, get a revelation of the kingdom, you find out what's in the kingdom, and you find out the kingdom rule over all. There's nothing rules the kingdom. The kingdom shall reign and rule supreme throughout this time and throughout eternity. This kingdom is so powerful that you can live in the midst of hell and win. You can be thrown in a fire and it won't burn you. You can be thrown in a lion's den and he can't eat you. This kingdom is the most powerful kingdom that exists. And God said, I have brought you into this kingdom with me so you are like me, and I want you to operate on this earth like I operated. And God came to this earth in flesh. So he's teaching us. Listen to this prayer. Paul prayed, and the words he said about Epaphras. Colossians 1:7-10. We do this in the King James. Hallelujah. Because see, this is what he wants you to do, be filled with the knowledge of God. As you learn from Epaphras, if he were here today, he would say, as you learn from Jimmy Jones, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ. I'm a faithful minister of Christ. Whether anybody say it or recognize it, I'm going to tell you I am. I know me better than you. And God know me better than I know myself. Hallelujah. Whether in your eyes I'm faithful or not, that don't concern me. I know my commitment to the Lord. I know. I don't think I know. I know. And I know my love level. And it's moving on up. Hallelujah. Who also declared unto us what? Your love where? See, Epaphras told Paul about the love that they had for him. So he would write this letter back to the Colossian church. And he told them about the love that the people had for him. And how did they get the love? Because Epaphras was faithful to minister to them the truth of God's word. He wasn't trying to get the hoop on. He wasn't trying to pull his ear and get some attention. I mean, you can do all that. That's fine if you want to do it. But I'm just telling you, he was more concerned about getting the truth so people can know how to live. So you know what to say when crisis is on, when the devil shows up, boasting himself so proud, trying to threaten you, trying to intimidate you. You can rise and say, no, you don't. And put him in his place. And let him know, you're not doing this. Because I am your master now. You used to be my master, but I am yours. Now stop it in Jesus' name. Now you tell me, you're going to disrespect the name of Jesus? You about to get a whipping on your head before you get put in your place that you won't forget. Because you know what that name did to you. Hallelujah. People, it's time to stop being afraid of the devil. So he said, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to do what? Pray for you. See, Paul was praying. This is what he was praying. Holy Spirit was putting this in his heart. Pray for you. And who, to what? And to the desire that you might be filled with what? The knowledge of who? Him. Of his, rather. Of his will. And all what? Wisdom and what else? Spiritual understanding. Why do he want you filled with all the knowledge of his will and spiritual understanding? That you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Give me Hebrew 11:6 real quick. I know we didn't have this in the notes. Give me Hebrews 11:6. It's coming up. Hallelujah. Y'all some good technicians. I appreciate you. Good technician. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. But here's Paul saying, I want you to walk worthy of him, all pleasing. How do you please God? Because I believe God over any lie the devil threw at me. I please him because I trust him when all hell break loose and look like everything about to fall apart. But I stand there like nothing happened. I stand. And when all the clouds clear, all the smoke is blown away, all the calamity and stuff is gone, I stand there on the solid rock, unmovable, unshakable, and undeterred in any manner. Because I know my God. What is it? I know my God. I know my Lord. I know he won. And I know he's in me. And I know I cannot be defeated. Death can't handle me. Trouble can't stop me. It may come. But I warned before it started. I'm going through the process of trusting God, believing God. I'm not going to pull the hair out. You see, I don't have much up there. I'm not going to be pulling at it. I'm going to let it stay. What I got, I'm going to leave it there. Come on. Because I don't need to pull in my hair. I won't fix it no way. So why in the world will I do it? Speaking God's word. Standing on, that's what I do it. That's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What he said, impossible. See, and so that's why he gave me his faith, because without it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he what? Is. So I believe he is. And he also said, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seek you first what? Kingdom. If I diligently seek the kingdom, I diligently seek God, then he'll reward me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What will he reward me with? I will never leave you, nor forsake you. What will he reward me? Greater is he that's in me, in you, than he that is in the world. What will he reward me? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. What will he reward me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me, I will condemn you. Hallelujah. I'll not repeat that. The words of a fallen devil. I'm going to keep repeating, keep saying, keep agreeing and saying what my risen Savior has said. Do y'all hear me today? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.